You're listening to WHYY's Morning Edition. I'm Jennifer Lynn. The life of legendary R&B singer Lloyd Price is premiering as musical theater today at People's Light and Theater in Malvern. Price was known as Mr. Personality after his 1959 hit song Personality. He died last May at the age of 88. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports Price was involved in writing the musical about his life, but he did not live long enough to see it.
6 weeks ago, actor St. Aubyn got off the stage singing as one of the Temptations in the Broadway musical Ain't Too Proud and immediately stepped into the shoes of Lloyd Price for the premiere production of Personality at People's Light and Theater.
To tell a black man's story with truth, with dignity, with honesty, and this story as well with accountability. You may not know his name, but you know his music.
Lloyd Price grew up in the 1940s just outside New Orleans and recorded his first record, Lottie Miss Claudie, in 1952. He's considered one of the progenitors of rock and roll. A few years ago, writer Jeffrey Madoff was approached to make a short film documentary about Price, which was then further developed into this musical. He said a lot of people don't recognize the name.
You know, I said, you know who Lloyd Price is? And they'll say, sounds familiar, I'm not really sure. I said, okay, I'm going to give you a musical clue, and I'll apologize in advance for my singing. Because you've got Walk a Person. Oh, yeah, love that song, yeah. Well, that's Lloyd Price.
Success came very suddenly to Price, who at age 19 years old was working alongside his father digging septic tanks in Kenner, Louisiana, and then almost overnight he was a crossover hit, popular with both black kids and white kids. But just as his star was rising, he was drafted into the Korean War. While he was away, his label needed another act to promote, so Price pointed them to an up-and-coming talent he had discovered named Little Richard. Price was also an entrepreneur. He owned record labels, a nightclub, and later in life a construction company that built houses on Staten Island.
He was relentless in the pursuit of those goals because the alternatives, which is his father's phrase that he heard when he was really young, which is, we're black and that's that. That's the way it is. That's the way it's always going to be. And Lloyd knew that his life had to be different.
Madoff said when he was working with Price, he intended to shape his life story into the quintessential American story.
They said, your story is bigger than you are. The impact of what you did is bigger than the impact of any one of your songs. And he said, Jeff, I've been waiting for years for somebody to say that to me rather than blowing smoke up my ass of how great I was. I was a messenger. I was a vessel.
Madoff worked closely with Price to write and develop his life into a musical, and Price was almost alive to see it. The show was originally supposed to debut last spring at People's Light and Theater, but the COVID pandemic forced the production to be postponed until now. In the meantime, Price died from complications of diabetes last May. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.